This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a woman who thought she was having kidney stones, 22-year-old Allison Opfer. And she was having horrible, horrible cramps. Real horrible. I've had kidney stones. Just, it feels like you're dying. Feels like somebody is taking a knife and just stabbing, and then every few seconds twisting it because you get these waves of pain. Bleeding, vomiting profusely. The kidney stone was the worst thing ever. Worse than pregnancy. Worse than labor. And I was in labor for a long time. I was in labor for 5 days with my first. Horrible. But kidney stones, hands down, horrible. Just the worst thing. And so Opfer went to the hospital because she had terrible cramping. She knew the cramps were bad and had to be something serious. What she didn't realize, she was actually giving birth. The ER doctor thought she had kidney stones, but then when they took her back for an ultrasound, instead of finding kidney stones, they found a baby. And the baby was in full term, but in distress. Now, apparently, she was close to death herself. Her blood pressure was through the roof. She had preeclampsia. That's a pregnancy-induced form of high blood pressure. It leads to seizures and strokes. And they told me if I had waited any longer to come to the ER, I'd be dead. The only way to save my life was to deliver my baby via emergency C-section. She had no idea she was pregnant. We're going to talk about that in a second. So women in the first trimester may get fatigue, may get morning sickness, but she didn't have any of those. And when she gained weight, she thought, well, maybe it's because she was tired and she wasn't working out that much, and that's why she was gaining weight. She said, I didn't have any symptoms the entire pregnancy. She even said that she took a pregnancy test. Because she hadn't gotten her period in several months, but the pregnancy test was negative. She wasn't surprised because her periods have always been irregular. Now, some of you have, you know, always shown shock at these stories, going, okay, how does a woman not know she's pregnant? I mean, the periods, even irregular periods, when the periods change, well, here's the thing. There's a lot of young women that just don't get their periods on purpose. And now with IUDs, young women are getting IUDs. Remember IUDs, the intrauterine devices you couldn't get unless you've had a baby? Now, they're giving women that have never had a baby IUDs. They're also doing the Nexplanon, which is the, remember the Norplant? Remember the injectable hormone? Not the injectable, the implantable, the little implants in the arm? So they have Nexplanon, and those, you know, can mess up the period, make your period non-existent. Just like the IUD. When you give progesterone, especially the progesterone IUDs, when you have a progesterone drop, like a birth control pill, you'll bleed. But if the progesterone keeps going, you won't bleed many times. Depo-Provera. Depo-Provera is a shot of progesterone that you get every 3 months. Many women don't have periods. Some of them may bleed all the time, but the majority of people stop getting periods on the Depo-Provera. How birth control works, a birth control pill, is the majority of them have estrogen and progesterone. And so, you know, some of them are triphasic, where we try to mimic the weeks of your month. Some are just monophasic, where you take the pill for 3 weeks, and then the last week you take these little dummy sugar pills that look like regular pills, but keep you in the habit of taking your pill, so that you don't get hormones, your progesterone drops, and then you can bleed and have your period. But a lot of, you know, science out there says you really don't even have to have that bleeding week. So there's a lot of people out there taking continuous. I'm not a big fan of that. I'd rather things be as close to nature as possible. Or you have people getting progesterone only and their periods just stop. When I got my IUD, my periods just stopped. So when I interview patients and I, you know, think about what medicine I want to give them and I go, what was your last menstrual period? The majority of these young women go, I don't know. I don't really get them anymore. So then you start gaining weight a little bit. Maybe you don't have the typical symptoms you see on TV. It's starting to get more and more plausible for people to be running around pregnant. Which is why everybody needs a pregnancy test. They do. Anytime you have a young woman, even if they go, oh, yeah, I just had a period a week ago, we still run a pregnancy test if we're worried about your abdominal pain or cramping, etc. Now, this is what confuses me. All right, they say the ER didn't know she was pregnant until the ultrasound. Usually we get a serum pregnancy right out the gate. But then again, if she was having a lot of pain, maybe before the pregnancy test came back, she was already in ultrasound. But, you know, usually this stuff usually gets picked up pretty damn quickly. Now, the other thing is people ask, well, how do you not see an enlarging uterus? Well, according to Dr. Dunstan, who is, she has a health radio podcast on iTunes. She says, depending on the body's bone structure, the pelvis and rib cage may be shaped to more easily accommodate an enlarging uterus in an inconspicuous manner. And so, sometimes these enlarging uteruses may, you know, fit nicely into the pelvic cavity. So you just see a little tummy pouch, but not much. So here's my issue. The more we have these babies being born without prenatal care because the moms don't know they're pregnant and they're still drinking and smoking or smoking weed or whatever, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens. They're not the healthiest babies we're going to have. And I'm a little bothered by the fact that we're having, you know, a new generation of young moms not aware that they're pregnant until deep into their pregnancy. You know, I loved the fact that I had a regular period, so as soon as I missed the period, piece of cake. Well, I kind of knew I was kind of weird. We were trying to get pregnant, so I would do the test before I even missed the period because I'm like, I know it did it. I know we did it. And luckily we had done it. But then you miss the period and everything just goes as planned. Everything's predictable. Now you don't have that predictability. So how many women out there don't think they're pregnant and they're smoking, doing drugs, you know? Not the best thing for the baby. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the anti-vaccine movement just got another hit, as a judge will not let unvaccinated kids back in school. Federal judge, citing an unprecedented measles outbreak in suburban Rockland County, New York, has denied a request to let 44 unvaccinated children return to school. Parents of the students in the Green Meadow Waldorf School in Chestnut Ridge have sued the county health department. They say none of the school's excluded children have contracted measles amid the county's outbreak. And that outbreak started last fall. According to the Journal News, their lawyer, Michael Sussman, criticized the judge's decision Tuesday to deny a temporary injunction that would have allowed the children back in class. Now, on the same day, you had pediatric organizations expressing support for state legislation that would allow minors to get vaccinated without parental consent. The legislation's Democratic sponsors say too many parents believe unsupported online claims that vaccines are safe. So, I've been asked, why is this a Democratic versus a Republican ideology? And this is where I think politics go wrong, because, you know, people will perk up and they'll go, wait a second, wait, the Democrats are for which side? Oh, okay, then I'm against it. Or wait, the Republicans want what? Oh, then never mind, I'm against it. And you're like, okay, people, come on. Okay, this was never supposed to be a Democratic-Republican tug of war. This has to do with vaccines and us having a real good, strong, robust vaccine program. But unfortunately, there's some, you know, stories out there that scare parents. And I get why they're scared. And so you have some people who want to exercise the right of denying giving their kid vaccines. And that's why we're in the controversy that we have today. And so why would there be any sort of Republican-leaning or Democrat-leaning? The only thing I can fathom is if the more conservative side doesn't like the government taking over and mandating and forcing certain things, and the more liberal side is like, no, we need to be in control and take things into our own hands. That's the only thing I could think of. And there is a more general distrust of the government many times on the more conservative Republican side. And there's a concern that, well, if the government can, you know, mandate injections, right, and mandate what's in the injection, are we putting ourselves at increased risk of later some fascist regime hurting our kids? And so, yeah, it's kind of far-fetched, but, if I had to pull, that's where people are concerned. I see where they're coming from. I don't agree with it. I'm pro-vaccine, but I see where they're coming from. But I'm pro-vaccine. That doesn't mean I'm liberal. I'm pro-vaccine because I'm a doctor. It's just, you know, and I'm a mom, and I see what vaccines have done. But I understand the concern of mandating. I get that. The only thing is for vaccines to work, for us to have this herd immunity, where we then have a community that's immune to a certain disease, you need everybody getting the vaccine. So let's look at Ebola. Okay? I haven't been vaccinated against Ebola. The majority of us haven't. Which means if somebody comes into our circle and has Ebola, they could give it to all of us. Okay? And then if they give it to me, I could then give it to another community. Somebody else could give it to another community and it could spread. But if all of us are vaccinated, it takes all of us, and somebody with Ebola comes into our community, and we're like, hey, buddy, he's like, what's up? And nothing happens. People around us that might not have been vaccinated are kind of protected. Because as a herd, we're not getting the disease. Hence, we can't then spread it. Now, there has been some discussion that can you still spread the disease even if you're vaccinated? True. You can still carry it, like flu. You might be vaccinated against the flu, but you might be carrying it and then, you know, spreading it to other people, even though you're not getting sick. But if you are immune to something, your immune system is fighting it, such that you're not carrying it for long. So it does help other people. Your being vaccinated helps other people. And that's why we promote it so much in the American Academy of Family Physicians and American Academy of Pediatricians. But we have 44 children unvaccinated. Why? Well, was there a concern with religion? You know, I mean, in that particular religion, do you not inject, you know, disease into the? If that's a part of their religion, they're not going to be pro-vaccine. Even though most vaccines are killed forms or live attenuated versions where they really don't cause disease. Maybe, you know, too many people heard of stories where somebody had a reaction. There are reactions to vaccines. Doctors are not denying that. You know, there are some side effects. Very rare. But, again, we look at the greater good. But I've seen Guillain-Barré from, you know, shots. But can I say I've seen it 100%? No, I can't. If somebody got a shot, and then a few days later got Guillain-Barré, where their immune system attacked their nerves, I can't necessarily say the shot was 100% the cause, because viruses, the flu, can cause Guillain-Barré. Anything can cause your body to start attacking itself. So if we can't say it's 100% the flu shot, we can't say the flu shot causes that side effect. That's what makes this so damn difficult to, you know, decipher. It's 2019, and we still can't figure out and prove to everybody how vaccines are safe. It's because we can't convince people that if there is a side effect, it wasn't the shot. And, again, you know, we're not stupid people. We know that nothing is 100% safe. Pregnancy isn't 100% safe. Taking a Tylenol isn't 100% safe. Right? Playing with your pet isn't 100% safe. They could give you a nasty pathogen. Hanging out with the in-laws, we know that nothing is 100% safe. Going outside and playing soccer may not be 100% safe if all of a sudden some, you know, storm comes in and boom, you get, you know, struck by lightning. Things happen. And look at that woman just driving on the road. Some guy throws a rock over the overpass and it slams to the car and kills her. So knowing that there's that one in a million shot, when you're a parent and you got your baby, and you got a nice, healthy baby there, and you are thanking the Lord that you got a healthy baby, and then you have the government, which you don't trust, let's say, saying your child needs 5-6 injections right now into the thigh, when there's no imminent danger that you see in the next few hours, I'm not 100% surprised that some parents may be like, well, it's dangerous when you have a lot of people not wanting to vaccinate. It's very dangerous if there's wrong information out there being spread. We don't want wrong information out there spread. But so how do we teach parents that it's a one in a million shot and the odds of, you know, your kid having the side effect is really, really rare, so go ahead and take the chance? You can't always convince people. So instead, judges are blocking them from going to school. I think there's an Italian law now put into effect that mandates parents get their kids vaccinated for school or they risk penalties. So in order to attend school in Italy, students have to get a slew of vaccines, including chickenpox and measles, according to the BBC. The consequence for failing to comply depends on how old the child is. Nursery school and kindergarten programs will not accept children ages 6 and below, unless their immunizations are verified. Fines could be $560, right? Could be implemented if older children, ages 6 to 16, are unvaccinated. Students of that age reportedly, though, cannot be barred from class. So they're concerned about measles that is spreading throughout the country. But the question some of these anti-vaxxers have asked me is, why are some of these people vaccinated who have the measles or the mumps or some of these diseases? It doesn't get a lot of news, and I can't answer that. You know, there have been some people who were vaccinated that came down with the measles. So then the parents are like, why are you forcing us then to get vaccinated if that doesn't protect? So I, you know, they have their arguments in aligned and ready to go. So we as a medical community need to be able to have, you know, the ability to, you know, argue our case and convince them. And that's difficult. 1-877-DR-SELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort is sentenced to 3.5 additional years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. This all stems from the Russia investigation, and that brings Manafort's entire prison sentence up to 7.5 years. Canada became the latest country to ground all Boeing 737 MAX airplanes. Canada's transport minister says the aircraft is banned from flying over Canadian airspace in addition to taking off or landing in the country. As far as the ban on the planes here in the United States, Republican Senator Sam Graves believes we should let the investigation take place first.
The fact of the matter is the FAA and the NTSB, they are the world leaders when it comes to aviation safety. And so, you know, let's get all the data. We're going to have more data in 24 hours and most of the data in 48 hours. Let's get all the data before we make any irrational decisions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in economy news or real estate news, they say the number of older Americans are choosing to rent instead of owning a home. And this spiked 43% over the past decade. Now, me and my mom wrote a book on online dating, The Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. And we wrote this because she's a baby boomer and has had a lot of experience with dating. And you guys thought I was, you know, the one that was kind of the hoochie mama. No, no. No, but my mom, I love her to death. But she, you know, after my dad died, you know, she got out there. And, boy, did she learn a lot. And it's a much different culture than you think. You know, you think that the baby boomers were kind of more of the, you know, well, you know, live in the suburbs and house and all that. And maybe they did that in the 50s and 60s and 70s. But it's different now. And so in the last decade, people are not, you know, keeping their house. Now, remember I told you guys that we are heading for another recession bigger than we've ever imagined. And because of a trifecta that's going to happen. One is we got the automation that's displacing jobs. And even though I think Trump and a lot of people are kind of keeping that at bay, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. The other is we're going to have a big commercial real estate glut, which we've talked about. Not as many people walk into these big anchor stores, right? They'll order online or they'll order from Amazon. So how much longer do you think Best Buy is going to keep the expense of real estate and pay for the air conditioning and all the staff and all the rent? Now, eventually, they'll do more online. I mean, look how many stores have, you know, closed down and just kept kind of an online market. In fact, Toys R Us may be doing that, where they closed down a bunch of stores, they just may be online, have an online presence. So then they have to compete, you know, for Google, you know, SEO. So we're going to have then a commercial glut. And then the third part, besides automation and a commercial real estate glut, is the residential market crisis. Older individuals are aging out of their homes, or they're not wanting to take care of a home. You don't have a lot of younger people wanting to get a home. And so we're going to have a housing glut. So some people may disagree with that third one, but uh-uh. And now we're being told from new analysis by the U.S. Census data that older Americans are choosing to rent instead of owning a home. The number of renters aged 60 and older in large U.S. cities rose 43% over the last decade. And the number of renters age 35 to 59 grew 17%. Renters 34 and younger grew just 7%, according to a study. Now, that looked at cities with populations of 100,000 or more. And Florentina Serac, a researcher at Rent Cafe, told DailyMail.com that seniors like the flexibility and affordability that renting provides. Seniors are starting to give up their homeowner status for a more comfortable and hassle-free lifestyle. They no longer have to think about maintaining the property, and they also have the ability to pack up and leave whenever they want. And being on a month-to-month or having a lease, that's a 3 or 6 month lease, allows that flexibility. Now, that is completely different from the way the baby boomers grew up. The baby boomers grew up settling down and making roots, getting the job, working at that job for 20, 30 years, getting a pension, buying a home, paying off the home, owning that home. And my guess is that generation realized that owning a home isn't all that. That it didn't provide you the financial security that you thought it would. Housing prices might have gone up, maybe they went down. Maybe the house got old, that it needed a lot of repairs. Neighborhoods changed. So what was a good neighborhood in the 1950s or 60s or 70s might not be that good a neighborhood now. So, you know, baby boomers are wise. They're pretty smart people. And if cities change pretty rapidly in terms of crime, in terms of, you know, let's say illegal immigrants coming in terms of politics, some people may not want to be associated with that particular city. You know, I was hearing from, you know, some of the, some of my listeners about crime near Albuquerque, where there's parts of Albuquerque that are just amazing. But many people there tell you don't go here, 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 and here because of crime. Now, all cities seem to have that. But imagine if you, you know, had set up your roots there. Do you keep the home or do you then move? Do you move to certain safer areas? So now that baby boomers are realizing that the world changes a little bit, you need to be more mobile. Also, maybe your home was two-story and you just can't handle the second story anymore. Now, the numbers of, they say, as the children grow up and leave their home, older people are becoming less motivated to hold on to their homes. And uncertainty about the economy could be a factor. They said they no longer have their money tied to a property, which is actually a good thing. Seeing what happened post-recession in 2008, seniors may have kept post-recession. 2008 was the start. That was pre-recession. Seniors may have kept this in mind and think another market crash could happen. I can't stand how people think 2009, 10, and 11 was the end of the recession. That's when things started to really get bad. Anyway, the numbers they say could continue to rise and more baby boomers are expected to retire and comprise 31% of the rental market by the year 2035, up from 18% in 2007. Yet, renters who are 35 to 59 are supposed to stay around a steady 43%. The younger Americans, millennials, are going to account for 27%, knocking it down. So the median age of renters is now middle age, 42. And it's lower still than homeowners, but 56 is the median age of a homeowner. So cities that had the biggest increase of renters were concentrated in the South. Five were in Texas because of warmer weather. Austin led the way, had a 113% increase in 60-over renters. Phoenix, Arizona, had a huge spike. Fort Worth, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Dallas. Houston ranked seventh, then came San Antonio, Louisville, Kentucky, and Denver. So they say the shift in rental patterns is, you know, obviously going to change as Americans are aging. And they say we're aging rapidly. We got a decline in birth rates, and we got medical improvements keeping baby boomers alive longer. They say the median age in the U.S. was 38.1. Now it's 36.7 up to 38.1. So we're going to have an older median age because we aren't having as many kids born. Now, Rent Cafe also ranked the oldest cities in America. Most retirement magnets are still Florida, California, and Arizona because of the weather. 12 of the cities in Florida have been kind of these, you know, winter getaway for snowbirds. But some people are deciding to live there year-long. So what does that mean for you or I? Well, you know, me in medicine, I mean, I'm a family doctor, so I went into medicine thinking I was going to take care of you for decades. I was going to have one clinic on a corner of the city, and that's where I was going to be for life. No, it didn't happen. I moved my clinic now to online. I could be mobile. I could be on one end of the city or another end of the city, and here I could be. Boom. Here I could be helping patients, and I don't have to be in a fixed office. How's that going to do for commercial real estate when doctors start doing things more from home? You know, I hear that there's these companies that if you can't afford to have an office, there's these companies that have a mailbox and conference rooms where you could schedule and rent them once a month and have access to your mailbox whenever. So if you technically need an office, rather than spending the money 30 days a month on that office, you just rent the space when you need it. People are getting kind of smart and savvy on how to save money. 1-877-DOLLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the FDA is cracking down. And they have proposed new guidelines aiming to keep the yummy e-cig flavors away from the kids as trying to help fight the teen vaping epidemic. So the FDA proposed new guidelines this week to tighten restrictions on the sale of fruity, minty, or sweet tobacco flavors. Now, as you know, e-cigs and the teen vaping epidemic have been the prime target for Dr. Scott Gottlieb during his time as the FDA commissioner. And he is going to be stepping down next month. But, you know, not without a few, you know, extra punches to the vaping industry, which I believe is kind of well-deserved because they have been advertising to the youth in a way. So, backed by research that suggests that sweet flavors make e-cigs more appealing to children and teens, among whom the vaping rate has just surged in recent years, what is it now? A third of kids have tried vaping? A third have admitted to it. We're trying to aim to knock out their access to nicotine. I mean, you know, we don't want them to go to smoking. But some kids who are never going to pick up a cigarette are picking up a Juul or an e-cig. So Dr. Gottlieb and the agency aim to ban the sale of some e-cig flavors altogether while requiring others to get approval from the FDA before it hits the shelves. This is according to the new proposal. So between 2017 and 2018, so we're talking just recently, the U.S. saw a startling rise in teen vaping. Last year, 3.6 million youth and teens said they were current e-cig users. We're talking current regular consumers of nicotine. These are 3.6 million. Now, again, they got so big because we were fighting the nicotine and the tobacco epidemic so badly and so rushedly that companies came up with, okay, you know what? We have nicotine patches. We have nicotine gum. Why don't we have these nicotine e-cigs? And they came out originally, and I remember some of my patients go, yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's not the same as a cigarette, but it's okay. And then somebody came up with the idea of flavors. And mind you, from a business capitalism perspective, I get how a company is going to want to market their product. And they have every right to market their product. If you got a lot of grown-ups out there that don't really like smoking e-cigs, and you know, we're trying to get them off tobacco, and you want to launch a product that people will buy, then you make it more appealing. So you add some flavors to it. The side effect, though, was kids were like, oh, I want to try this. I mean, maybe these electronic cigarette companies or these vaping companies really had original good intentions. Maybe they did. The problem is, and the reason why everybody's after Juul, is Juul decided to make their vaping contraption very sleek, sexy, and almost thumb drive looking. Well, the youth, they're really into that kind of stuff. And so that's why I can't give Juul a pass on, well, they were just trying to market to the grown-ups. Yeah, these thumb drives are pretty, pretty cool for grown-ups, but obviously the kids are going to think it's cool too. So they can't play dumb on that one. It also emits odorless vapors. So vapers can, who use the Juul, can kind of hide it from the grown-ups. And so the FDA is going after Juul because their devices have, quote, several angles that appeal to the younger generation. Now, they have e-liquid flavors like mango, cream, and cucumber. Not sure why cucumber is appealing to a kid, but it is. And they say, and their marketing campaign had young, attractive models who look like they could be teenagers themselves. So the FDA demanded that Juul show evidence that it was shifting the target of its ads. So Juul kind of has gotten the brunt of the FDA's wrath, according to Daily Mail. All right? And in 2016, the agency announced that it would not review e-cig products before they were brought to the market until 2022. Now, though, the FDA is saying that it will examine all the products. Now, the problem I have, one of the many problems I have with it, is an e-cig has up to a pod of nicotine, of the flavored nicotine, is equitable to a whole pack of cigarettes. And so if somebody decides to smoke their whole thing, vape their whole thing, they're getting addicted to nicotine very, very quickly. And my kids are telling me how kids in their school are addicted to vaping. And I'm like, but they're young. They're babies. They're young. To see a preteen or a middle schooler already addicted to nicotine and having to go through the same trauma that a person quitting smoking has to go through is heartbreaking. Any of you guys that have ever had to quit smoking, you tell me that it was miserable. You say that going through the nicotine withdrawal was so painful. Maybe not painful like a narcotic withdrawal in terms of real pain, but it was probably one of the hardest things you had to do in your life. And now we're subjecting 12-year-olds to that? We do have to step it up. This is BS. So the agency has now bumped up the deadline for e-cig and e-liquid manufacturers to submit applications to get their flavored products approved by year. Applications now have to be in by August 8, 2021. So I'm not sure how that's going to go. Are they going to go, nah, we're not going to accept cherry flavor, but we'll accept jicama? I'm not really sure how that's going to go. But they say for tobacco and menthol flavored e-cigs, the proposal doesn't change much. FDA is going to still provide guidance. But Gottlieb does not want our children becoming addicted to nicotine, and I don't blame him. He said, we won't tolerate a whole generation of kids becoming addicted to nicotine as a trade-off for enabling adults to have unfettered access to these same unreviewed products. And we'll continue to put the full scope of our regulatory tools against this mounting public health crisis. So, amen. Good for him and good for what they're doing, because that's really a mess up. Also a mess up is what happened with those with the blood pressure medication. When generic companies, such as those in China and India, were producing Valsartan, Losartan, Irbesartan, these generic ARBs with byproducts that ended up being carcinogenic. Well, U.S. health regulators have now approved a new version of the common blood pressure drug Valsartan because now we got a major drug shortage. Now, they say the new drug, Diavan, which is made by Alkem Laboratories Limited in Mumbai, India, which Diavan was, I believe, Novartis, before they lost patent. They're going to make they're going to now go back to brand names, from what I understand. The FDA continues to investigate the standard suppliers, China's Zhisheng Huihai Pharmaceuticals Company and India's Hetero Labs, because these NDMA, NDEA, and MDA, these are byproducts that have been known to cause cancer in animals. They were found as a byproduct of the manufacturing process of the generic drug. Now, the FDA says around 2 million people may have been exposed to these carcinogens, some which had 200 times the passable limit of the toxins. The FDA prioritized the review of this drug application to help relieve the recent shortage of the critical medicine. Because people are like, okay, well, I don't want Valsartan, I don't want the medication. Well, that's caused a real big crunch in things. Or you have patients that go, look, okay, this is the only medicine that works for me. Give me something that doesn't have the NDEA or the NDMA. Well, there's not a lot of other options out there. So the drugs were made in China and India. And these carcinogens, the N-nitrosodiethylamine and the N-nitrosodimethylamine, again, has not been linked to an actual cancer case right now in America. But we do know that they can be cancer causing. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds.
second, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.